Recently, the local chapter of the Society of American Foresters put up some signs on a trail to identify Southeast Alaska tree species. Here to tell us more about the Society of American Foresters and the project that they took on are Bob Durland, who's the local chapter chair, and Eric Minch. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here. Could someone first tell us about the Society of American Foresters? What is it, this group? What does it do?
Sure. Society of American Foresters, we're the national professional organization, as Eric put it down, of people involved in forest management to develop the sustainable resources of the forest using technology and science and education, and then education fits in with what we've done with this trail. I should say that the Society of American Foresters was founded in 1900 by one of our earliest foresters, Gifford Pinchot, and he brought a group of seven foresters at that time were trained in Europe and brought over. Gifford was one of our first teachers, and he was then became one of our first president for the first 10 years of our society. That pretty much explains what we are.
Are you involved with a lot of different projects?
We try to stay active during the year. I've listed a few down here. We're involved with the Outling Science Fair. We do the judging of the Outling Science Fair. We're active. Eric got us active in the Da Vinci Night at the Tongass Arts and Sciences School. So at Da Vinci Night, we're showing some forestry tools and whatnot to students and those who attend the Da Vinci Night. We have plant trees on Arbor Day. And this year we planted a yellow cedar in the city park. And right now we're involved with the Salmon Derby. We're judging out at Knutson Cove. So if you bring your fish in at Knutson Cove, you will see some judges that are belong to our chapter, the Dixon Entrance chapter. Going off of that, we have a state society. And that's Alaska State Society. We have five chapters within the state, and we're one of the we're the southeast chapter. We're in Petersburg, Wrangell, Prince of Wales, and Ketchikan.
It sounds as if you're pretty busy.
Oh yeah, yeah. We try to stay busy. We also clean up a mile highway. Yeah.
Okay. How did this project come about to put signs up in the Ward Creek area?
Well, for some time, we have been aware that quite a few locals, even lifelong locals, are not aware of what trees are what, the different species or the ecology of them all. And the idea got hatched a few years ago to have some kind of a educational process that could be accessed by people whenever they have the time. So the idea of this forestry trail came into our heads. And it's been quite a while hatching because we had a problem trying to figure out where to put it. We finally settled on an area of a trail that's about 9/10 of a mile long that has all of the major forest species of the area. On it. It does not have some of the smaller hardwood species like Sitka mountain ash and Oregon crabapple and paper birch, but it's got all of the conifers except for Pacific yew. Anyway, we found this stretch of trail that starts out at the dog park parking lot on the borough land. And it winds its way down underneath the tunnel, the tunnel under the highway, and it joins the main Ward Creek Trail and it turns right there and follows that trail down to its end at the Ward Lake picnic area parking lot. So we had to get the permission of the borough to use their land to do this, and then we made the proposal as well to the Forest Service, because a portion of that trail crosses into National Forest land. And the borough tree board was enthusiastic about it, and the borough assembly okayed it and gave us permission right away. The Forest Service had some problems with it because they decided that our proposed signage did not meet National Forest standards. So that meant that we had to figure out if the trail across borough land had a National Forest easement on it or not. And I probably should go back to the idea of how the trails complex came about. Quite a few years ago, those trails, the Salvage Trail, the Ward Creek Trail from Last Chance down to the Ward Lake, and several of the connecting spurs were built by a Forest Service contractor. And the borough had received, that is the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, had received funding from the federal government to help out, and due to the loss of jobs when the pulp mill closed. So the Ketchikan Gateway Borough put $1.5 million into the trail construction. And then the Forest Service apparently never got or never completed an easement for the portion of trail that crosses borough land out there. And that made it possible for us to actually do this project. But we had to stay on borough land and not go into National Forest land, because the Forest Service decided that this project did not meet National Forest sign standards. So once we had that squared away, we were able to actually go ahead and order the signs made and the other materials it would take to put it up. The signs were made by Sign Pro of Ketchikan, and they did a really excellent job. And they looked real good, particularly the entry sign right there at the dog park parking lot area. And then we also put up some paint boards on the trees to identify them by species. The stuff that's marked in that way by either flagging or paint is referenced on the individual signs. There's the large entry sign, and then there are 14 individual signs that point out tree species and the characteristics that differentiate them one from another.
So it's along the whole trail, you would read different interpretive signs along the way, and then you would see identified trees?
That's right, yeah. Each tree that was to be identified, and each pair of trees, in case of trees that look very similar, like Western Hemlock and Mountain Hemlock, and also a Western Red Cedar and Alaska Yellow Cedar, are paired so as to point out the differences. And each of those spots has a sign. We didn't want to overwhelm the place with tons of signage and flagging and all that, so we limited it to certain good examples.
Okay, so just be some representative species, the rest of the trail would still be as it is, without markings. And you mentioned flagging. That definitely doesn't have a long life. Is that something you need to go back in and redo periodically, or does the flagging work?
Flagging does fade over time. Certain colors fade faster than others, but that can be easily redone.
And is that to identify species, like by a particular color flagging, or is it the, they have things written on them?
The color, the species are color coded, so the flagging is got the same color code as the tree species, so, and the flagging is only hung in certain representative foliage areas. The trees themselves, the stems, are identified by these paint boards that are referenced on the sign.
How many species are out there that you identified?
Well, almost all of the dense forest species of the area. So there is Sitka spruce and western hemlock and western red cedar and Alaska yellow cedar and shore pine, which is often called bull pine around here, and red alder, and I think I've about covered them. There aren't that many large local species.
So that was six right there. So several representatives of each, it sounds like.
Right.
Okay. All right. That sounds very interesting. Have you gotten much reaction from people about it?
Well, the people that we have heard from generally seem to think that it's a good project, and they like it. I haven't heard any complaints.
And that could be helpful to teachers, perhaps, take students out there and get them on the trail.
Part of the rationale for the project.
Okay. Thanks so much for the information. Is there anything else you want to mention about the project or the society?
I can just mention a thanks to the Borough for their support. Thanks to the Alaska State Society, they helped fund the project. And also to CHAR for letting us get involved with the Derby. The funds from there supported this.
Great. Okay, thank you so much. Bob Durland and Eric Minch from the Society of American Foresters. Again, if you're interested in checking out that trail and the signs, if you head up Revilla Road and then rather turning right into the Ward Lake Recreation Area, you take that left. There's a parking lot there, and you'll see the trailhead and be able to follow those signs.